Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. Woo! It's Tuesday for us too. This is coming to you a little later than usual because the Met Gala was last night. And what a night it was. Fashion's biggest night.
It was a little underwhelming.
It was a little underwhelming. It was underwhelming at times and overwhelming
at
times.
Yes, yes. But either people were slaying the house boots down or they were giving nothing.
Yeah. And by giving nothing, I mean all the men. So we'll get into that shortly.
Yes.
But before that, I don't know if you guys can tell if you're watching us on YouTube or Rumble that we are wearing some beautiful pajamas and some beautiful little sleep masks given to us courtesy of our besties over at Bowen Branch.
Yes.
We love to death. And they gave us these outfits so we could watch the Met Gala in them.
And
I rolled out of bed and I came here.
I mean, they're the most
they're so soft.
Soft pajamas I've ever put on my body.
It feels like I'm wearing my bed.
And
not even kidding.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a really cozy, cozy situation. Shout out to Bowen Branch always. They are our total besties. We've been going on about them for a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
All of their linens are to die for.
Yeah.
And we just can't get enough. The whole office is a buzz about them. We talked about it a couple weeks ago when I was hunting with Sydney Wells and I brought it up. She lost her mind. Everybody's losing their mind over Bowen
Everyone's
Branch.
Losing their mind. And I mean, I was losing my mind when I saw Bowen Branch on the Met Gala steps.
No, it's insane.
But
it's insane.
We won't
tell you who yet. Yeah. We won't tell you who yet. But Bowen Branch was, in fact, on the Met Gala carpet last night, which is just a crazy thing.
So like, crazy.
Fresh out the gate, too, Bowen Branch.
I know.
First Miss Peaches, now the Met Gala.
They're
like,
slaying.
It's crazy. They're really crushing it right now. So they are sponsoring this episode with us today.
Yes.
And we love them for
Shout
that.
Out
so
to Bowen Branch. They have the highest quality sheets that I have ever used. They're buttery soft. They're breathable. They're perfect for the summertime because, you know, they don't like trap the heat in that gross way. They're just so soft. They make you feel clean. They make your skin feel good.
Gia, the skin.
Look at my
skin.
Your skin looks amazing.
How many times a day do I complain about my skin and I'm like, oh, whatever, blah, blah, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Since, I'm not kidding, this is a dead serious thing and I've said this before, not even like in the middle of an ad. Since I put the Bowen Branch sheets on my bed, my skin has improved. My skin has gotten better. I know it's not like supposed to be a selling point. It's just the fact that it like doesn't hold all of this dirt inside it and my skin looks amazing. Like, it hasn't looked this good in a long time. And so shout out. Big shouts.
You're looking amazing.
Thank you.
They're just extremely luxurious, especially compared to like my old sheets. My old sheets were a piece of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, it really has upgraded my sleep like tenfold. I feel like I wake up more refreshed. I'm going to sleep quicker. So shout out to Bowen Branch and reawaken in the epitome of comfort and luxury with sheets from Bowen Branch. Get 20% off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bowenbranch.com with promo code Keegs. That's Bowen Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code Keegs. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I love how they slipped in there, that reawaken.
Yes,
that
I like that too.
That was, in fact, the a part of the theme for the Met Gala this year. So many people were confused about the theme this year. There is, I think that like, I don't know if people are unfamiliar with the Met Gala or they don't know like what it is.
Mm.
What it is a big party to celebrate the opening of a fashion exhibit that comes every year. A different exhibit comes every year. This year, the exhibit is called Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. And the idea behind it is to highlight old works, old fashions, and kind of bring them back into the light, reawaken Sleeping Beauties, like that kind of thing.
It's like really fragile pieces, right?
Fragile pieces, or just like in a style that we haven't seen in a long time. So we saw a lot of like 60s, 50s, like even I'll go all the way back to like the 1800s, like kind of vibe, like regal, royal, stuff that you wouldn't necessarily wear present day. So that is what the exhibit is at the Met. And you can go see that exhibit now after, I think it's closed for a couple days after the actual party to like clean up, but then it'll be open, I think, until the fall. So you can still go see that exhibit. But the theme for the red carpet for this party is the Garden of Time, which does kind of tie in with Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion, because it wanted, I think the idea really was to have people go through the archives of all of these different designers over time and pull out pieces, either exact pieces or be inspired by pieces from the past in a way that's whimsical, garden, or even just to show like the passing of time. So we saw a lot of really creative outfits come out, I would say, like a handful.
Yeah.
Not as many as I would have liked.
Not as many,
to be honest.
Yeah.
But we saw a handful of creative outfits. We saw a lot of florals. Florals for spring, groundbreaking.
I was actually kind of disappointed with how the lack of florals.
There was a lack of floral. And here's the thing is, I don't know if there was a lack of floral. There were florals everywhere. They were just boring florals.
Yeah.
Like, I saw every 5 minutes, I saw some kind of floral dress, but I was like, that's the D version of a floral dress I would have liked to have seen. So it's just kind of a bummer.
Maybe Miranda Priestly struck fear into the hearts of everyone.
She
did. When she said florals for spring groundbreaking, because now no one wants to do
it. No one wanted to do it.
Correctly.
I wonder how many times people said florals for spring groundbreaking yesterday.
Like, at least 10,000.
We'll say it right off the top, obviously, Taylor Swift not there.
Yeah.
Pretty unfortunate.
Yeah,
we kind of expected
that by the end of it. Like yesterday kind of seemed like it just wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel like when Anna Wintour throws out that like, oh, you never know. Like it just means she's
not
coming.
That was tough. That was tough for us. So yesterday we were on alert all day. We kind of thought that Taylor was probably already going to be in Paris. I mean, she's right on the heels of the show. Like, whatever. It's about to happen. So, not surprised. She didn't do anything this weekend. Travis was both in at the Kentucky Derby and at the F1 races in Miami. So, he did everything that was on his schedule. But Taylor, it sounds like, went straight to Paris and is just living that life.
Can I say one thing about Travis?
Yeah.
That man, does he only own 2-piece sets?
Yes. Yes.
It's actually shocking to me about how he only wears matching sets.
No one loves a set more than him. And I love a set. I'm wearing a set. Like, before I put this pajamas on, I have a set. And I'm always wearing sets.
I love a set, for sure.
But he owns them all. Like, every set that you've ever seen in your life that's made for, like, a semi-fashionable man, Travis Kelce
owns it. I mean, it's crazy. I don't think I haven't seen, since him and his buddy went to the Australia shows, he's been in a set ever since.
Mm-hmm.
You got to respect the commitment to the game, I guess.
It's pretty funny. But I'll say this. He looked good at the Derby.
Oh, he looked great.
Good at the Derby.
Oh, I love the fedora.
Yeah, love the fedora. Yeah. Looked great. Looked good at F1 as well. He was more bro'd out there, which I was surprised by, because F1's usually like kind of hoity-toity, like Euro rich people. But I guess the vibe was kind of not that this year.
Right.
Like, based on pictures and stuff I saw.
Miami's maybe like a little different.
A little diff.
Like street style, you know?
Totally. And it was definitely more along those lines. But so yes, Taylor was not with Travis all weekend and she did not go to the Met. And but the good news is a ton of her friends did. And as always, she was a topic of conversation. People were asking, what's your favorite Taylor song? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
We'll get into that, too. Before we start listing out the people at the Met Gala, though, we do have to acknowledge and touch upon the Tom Brady roast.
Oh, OK.
Which was quite the thing that happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
Only mentioning it because after everybody ripped apart Tom Brady for 3 fucking hours, which was it was just a lot. Like I like a roast. But it was, I think people were like hankering for a roast. Like people were just like dying to be mean.
It's been a minute.
People are dying to be mean. So they got that all out of their systems. Yeah. But at the end, of course, we crack up because everyone's always like, you know, oh, Taylor Swift that, Taylor Swift this. And she's got the song. They told me everything is not about me, but what if it is?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, Tom Brady makes a Taylor Swift joke. Like whatever. It was Tom Brady. He just got ripped apart. Everybody told him that his wife, like, fucked the jiu-jitsu instructor, like, a thousand times
so
before
brutal.
That. So he can, like, lash out if he needs to lash out. You know, on Taylor Swift, that's fine.
Yeah.
He
didn't even really
like,
say anything that bad. He was just like, Tay-Tay.
He said
he's bringing all your fans.
Yeah, like this. They brought up the Chiefs. Somebody brought up the Chiefs at some point, and how they're like coming for that ass. And he was like, you know, it's easy to fill a stadium when all your fans are 14-year-old girls.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Yeah.
So, and you know, whatever, Tom Brady. Like again, I'll give you a pass on this one because you had your heart ripped out and stomped on the ground on the stage in front of everybody. However, I've got my eyeballs on you.
I was hoping that maybe someone would stick up for Taylor and go at Kim.
That would have been wild. Oh, yeah.
Would have been like,
there.
What up, Amy?
Kim Kardashian was at the thing. She roasted Tom Brady a little bit. She got booed like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
and
which is crazy.
Some bad jokes going her way.
Yeah, I felt bad. We were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah. It doesn't feel good when you want to be, I don't know. Like, Kim obviously sucks, but I'm not really sure why she like even put herself in that situation. And then at the same time, you know, I'm not going to sit here and like wave a flag for her, but I'm not going to like jump on. I'm not going to pile on.
Yeah.
She got it bad.
Yeah. The public beef was crazy.
Public beef.
The joke that he made was like,
Tony Hinchcliffe. Yeah.
You know, we already have a lot of black athletes celebrating your end zone. Then he said, close your legs, Kim. You have more public beef than Kendrick and Drake, which is crazy. crazy.
It's just
public beef.
For someone who's been like closely following the Kendrick Drake beef all weekend, like it really, that it was like just timely.
Very funny joke.
But also like, you know, definitely gross. Telling
a woman to close her legs is just crazy.
The only thing with that is like, that's how they talk to women at roasts. So it's like, you have to go in being like, all right, it's going to be misogynistic. Like that's going to be the night. I just am shocked that Kim agreed to like be there and be a subject of some roasting and do all that. And, you know, credit where credit's due, she took it on the chin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She got literally booed to the point where Kevin Hart had to be like, okay, enough. And she just kind of plowed through, told some funny jokes. You know, she doesn't write her own jokes, but funny jokes. And, you know, showed up to the Met Gala the next day looking ridiculous. I didn't like her look.
Shall we start off with her then?
Let's start with her because we're already talking about her. What's up with the sweater, Kim? Yeah. Great fucking question. She's wearing John Galliano, and it was a beautiful silver dress. It was a skirt and a corset top. I'm sick of the corsets. Too many. Like, I know that this theme is like literally
very
for corsets,
corset. Yeah,
but come on, Kim.
I'm sick of the
doing?
She. I feel like she does this look every time. Like the small ass waist with the big butt. Like it's she's done this before with like the wet look, mm-hmm. and then like with the Marilyn Monroe look, mm-hmm. too. Like, we've seen it before. It didn't match the theme. It looked like she was in pain. And then the sweater just threw the whole thing off. I think it was you that said, like, did she have a wardrobe malfunction or something?
No, like, there's nothing in my mind.
It seemed odd.
Yeah, there's nothing in my mind that makes me think that. So Kim walked out with, like, a pilly gray sweater, like, wrapped around her shoulders. Like, literally looked like she pulled it out from underneath the couch. Like, full in. Like, it was just not. And her, but here's what, okay. She had that on. And again, the small waist thing, she is obsessed with that. Like, she has a problem where she needs her waist to be small.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope she gets better because it's
Someone
it's
had
constant.
A really funny tweet where they're like, this bitch is just continuously, like, throwing women back, like, a million years.
I saw that. Yeah, all she does is, like, hold us back. But, you know, in terms of progress. But so she's got the dress on and whatever. And, like, we all know Kim's body's insane. Like, we all know that she can, like, be beautiful. She gets the blonde hair going. It's, like, tousled, whatever.
Yeah, I like the little, bleached hair look.
Yeah, I do too, actually. And then she's got the braid going on. But so her explanation was like, oh, we just wanted it to look like that. This is why I think it was like 100% some sort of wardrobe malfunction. She said that, oh, we just wanted it to look like I was just out having the most wild night, like in a garden. And I like was rolling around and like stayed out of my boyfriend's house and just like grabbed this sweater. And like, here I am. That was the word for word, the explanation, not even exaggerating.
That makes no sense.
No fucking sense. And for someone
you're grabbing a gross ass tattered gray sweater after rolling around in a garden?
No, it just none of it made sense.
Yeah,
none
that
of it
seems
made
like
sense.
All right, we need a last minute explanation for this.
Something had to happen because I don't know. But regardless, whatever, sweater aside, I'm sure she would have looked great, but like whatever. So moving on, not great. I have a whole little listy.
Perfect.
Let's just go down the list.
Yeah, let's just go down the list.
We have notable moments. Camila Cabello walks out in a Swarovski.
I didn't like that dress either.
I didn't really like it, but you know what I did like? She was holding a block of ice.
Oh.
So it was a real block of ice she was holding. It was supposed to be a purse with like a chain, and the chain broke.
Oh.
Inside was a...
like a rose,
a
right?
A metallic rose, cool. Like a bronze or metal rose. And so the ice was like melting in her hands, and she was like moving it back and forth.
I mean, that's
pretty
probably
cool.
Freezing. That's like, cool, though.
Definitely freezing. Definitely like, is the juice worth the squeeze? But whatever.
Mm.
But no, I wasn't a fan of the dress, and I want to say that every dress on the carpet... whether it was Camila, whether it was M. Radikowski, fucking J-Lo, the naked dress with the crystals
all
over it.
So tired of it.
Tired.
Really so tired.
So tired.
J-Lo does that look every time, it feels like.
Every fucking time. Yeah. They showed pictures of J-Lo like previous years. I think there's six instances where she's wearing the
and,
same outfit.
And she eats.
It's like ridiculous.
She looks amazing.
She looks great. She looks beautiful. But like, it's
but, like,
the same fucking thing.
Yeah,
I'm bored to tears.
Maybe think of something else.
I did not like her hair and makeup either. I thought her hair and makeup looked like garbage. She's so beautiful, and I think that she looked like she looked like me. I just rolled out of bed. Like, that's how she looked last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It was not my favorite from her. Definitely not. Especially coming as a chairman, like, you should really be throwing something out there that's crazy. Yeah.
She's a chairman. Oh, yeah. Chairmans of the gala were J-Lo, Zendaya, Bad Bunny, and Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth, what the fuck?
Why were you wearing a tan suit?
Tom Ford, which, you know, we love Tom Ford.
No.
But he could, that suit was the most basic suit. No tie, nothing. He looked
so handsome, for sure. Looks great. The most handsome man.
There with his wife, and she had on just like a gold, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, we're not going to a wedding on the beach. We're going to the Met Gala, Chris.
That's exactly what it looked like, wedding on the beach. I was like, this is just bad. So I don't know, you know, he was a co-chair. Someone should have stepped in and helped him. Like, if you're a chair like that, you got to be...
But Bad Bunny was...
Bad Bunny looked amazing.
I liked the hat, but I didn't like the glasses. His, like, little square glasses kind of remind me of the Stephen Che from that movie, from the Barstool movie.
Oh, my God. It really does. Yeah. It really did look like that. Yeah. But I liked that even when Stephen Che did it. It was like, chilling. I really liked it. Speaking of tiny glasses, Jeff Goldblum also.
Jeff
Goldblum looking great. And looking like the wizard. He's in Wicked. So that's his whole thing.
I love him. He's a national treasure for sure.
I love him so much. Bad Bunny and Dan Levy, who were
Dan Levy slayed.
The way they dressed like 10 people on the carpet last night.
I would give up a limb to be a part of that Loewe squad.
I know. So the squad was Taylor Russell.
Yep.
Anna Winter herself was wearing it.
Mm.
Josh O'Connor.
Yep.
Dan Levy, Greta Lee. And
Mike Fass.
No. He was not wearing.
Yeah, he was.
Was he? He wasn't in their little. They did like a TikTok. Loewe did like a TikTok.
Oh, but he was a part of their squad. I'm like 99% sure. Yeah, AO. Because they all took like a selfie on the bus. And someone tweeted like, oh, Mike Fass is like with all the Loewe guys.
No, yeah, he was. Okay, he was. Yeah. Then why wasn't he? That's so crazy. Why? I wonder why he wasn't in their cute little.
Their little
video.
I'm passing the phone.
Because I just looked at it right before this. But yeah, it would make sense. So.
Oh, Taylor. Did you say Taylor Russell? You did, right?
Taylor Russell. Yeah. She had on a 3D printed chest piece. So cool. Thing.
Looked like it was made out of wood. Yeah.
Which I love for the theme,
especially.
There's actually
two wood corsets.
Can you believe?
Yeah, crazy.
I don't know who the other girl was.
Yeah, me neither.
But she had a wood. Hers was also very cool.
Very cool.
Hers looked like real wood, like they carved it out.
Yeah.
Like hers was crazy. But, you know, they were showing the rings, like in a tree.
Very cool.
Passage of time. Yeah, things that really fits in.
Really love that look.
Have to give a shout out to Karlie Kloss wearing Swarovski.
You really like that look.
Cherry blossom dress. Yeah. It was fucking awesome. Yeah. And also the best dress I've seen Karlie wear on a carpet in years. Like usually she sucks.
Looking
like
camp right in the eye.
Yes. Happy anniversary.
Favorite. That literally might be my favorite meme.
Looking camp right in the eye and then the outfit that she
literally
wore was
showed up in
nothing.
A Party City dress.
It was so bad. So shout out to her. Oh, something cool about her too and the other girls that were wearing Swarovski. Not Camilla, who was also wearing it, but Karlie was with three other models, one of them being Anouk, who I love, and they were the Four Seasons.
Oh, love.
So Karlie was spring. Anouk was winter. And then I don't know who the other two girls were. Yeah. They were models. You know,
ooh, love that.
Models.
Love
really
that.
Really cute. All very complimentary. People were saying they look like Flora Fauna and Meriwether from Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, so cute. I love that.
Which is cute. Massive shouts to Balmain. They styled Elle Fanning and Tyla.
Oh, that was Balmain?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So Elle Fanning wore this. It looked like it was made of glass or water or something. It was this like clear dress and it had these like water.
Like ripples almost.
Yeah, ripples.
Yeah.
It had these like water birds.
Yeah, at the shoulders.
Yeah, like going off. Apparently they were sculpted like just for this dress and she just looked insane. Oof. She's so stunning. Like
that's what you do for the Met. Like you bring out these pieces that are one of one you've never seen before. Like something that really takes your breath away and that like you like want to like inspect almost, you know, like all the littlest details. Elle Fanning and Tyla, they just knocked it out of the park, especially
the park.
With not to move on from Elle so quickly, but Tyla with the passage of time and the sand. What is that thing called?
It's an hourglass.
Hourglass.
Tyla Tyla was wearing. Who's a Grammy winner? I am unfamiliar
make
with her.
Make me sweat.
Yeah, I had to
make me hotter.
Yeah, I had to. Look, I have to like loose. Double check because I didn't know. But which is
make
embarrassing.
Me water.
She wore a dress that was like made of sand, sculpted to her body.
So fucking cool.
It looked as if they did like a paper mache something to get the shape of her body.
Yeah.
And then they put sand all over it.
Oh.
She had to be carried up the carpet. She couldn't walk.
The way that they lifted her to each step, like that's so the Met Gala again. Like luxury, like camp, something you've never seen before. The fact that she's wearing a piece that you need to be picked up to each step, like that is
absurdity.
Thinking outside of the box, wearing
it's
something.
The Hunger Games. Yeah. People still are not understanding. Like the Met Gala is the only time, and they kept saying it. I was watching the E News coverage, which by the way, E! News. They're too nice.
Like I watched. I do Vogue. I watch Vogue.
I should have turned on Vogue.
Yeah.
Because E! News is slipping. But so, they were saying that this, you know, fashion's biggest night, whatever. Like, this is a carpet. This is the only time, the only carpet that you have a chance to like really go all out and basically wear a costume.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
this
totally.
Is not, it's like, yes, wear fashions, but also like be crazy, be wild.
Yeah.
And I love when people actually like when they do their job, they pay attention to it.
Me too.
And Tyla was spot on with it. They had to lift her up the stairs, but then leaving the party, it looked like they cut her dress so she could walk.
It was funny how many women when they were leaving the party, it seemed like everyone had like some sort of detachable train or
for
something
sure.
Because yep. Everyone walked up with these insane mm-hmm. outfits and then everyone left with like a piece of their outfit missing.
Completely. Always piece of their outfit missing and also just a ton of wardrobe changes
yeah,
this year.
Yeah.
Like, which I love. I love a wardrobe change.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm so down. But I always wonder like, what are all the designers and stuff waiting inside the Met and like, do they go off into like other rooms to change and like, where do they go?
Yeah, I don't
to,
know.
Like, do all these changes?
In the bathroom?
I guess. Like, it's just kind of crazy. But speaking of somebody who had a detachable train, Gigi. Bestie Gigi.
I really liked her look.
I
she
did
got
too.
A
Tom
lot
Brown.
Of hate for her look. And
did she?
I mean, I just saw a lot of comments of people saying she looked like a cake. Which Ooh. She did look like a cake. But
she
in a tasteful
a like a cake,
way.
But in a good way.
In a beautiful cake.
I had no problem with Gigi's outfit.
Yeah.
I thought that she looked really cute.
I like the yellow.
Loved the yellow. Yeah. Yellow and white. Tom Brown she wore. Exciting part of her carpet walk. Someone asked her, what's your favorite song off Torch of Poets? And she said, Down Bad.
And I don't blame her. It's a great fucking song.
Great song.
Yeah.
Great
she. Song. I liked her short hair look, too.
I did, too.
Also wearing
adorable.
Tom Brown, Cynthia Erivo. Did you see her look?
Oh, yes. Urvino?
Urvino?
Yeah, yeah.
Urvino? I don't know.
Urvino. Wicked, obviously.
Yeah, she's going to play Elphaba in Wicked.
Yes.
She wore Custom Town Brown. She also had like a bit of a cherry blossom look going on mm-hmm. with like a two-piece like suit almost. Oof, I loved it. I thought it
Gorgeous.
Was so unique.
Black with the pink petals on top.
Yeah, it looked like the petals
the
were like falling down her as she was walking. So, so unique. And it complemented perfectly with Ariana Grande's outfit.
It did.
I really loved Cynthia's look.
Cynthia was really, really gorgeous.
Yeah.
Ariana, why am I not having her on my list? I have her for...
You didn't like her outfit, I thought.
I didn't. Well, I didn't like her... oh, here she is. Oh my God, Ariana wearing fucking Loewe as well.
Oh, she was.
Her white gown when she walked the carpet was custom
Loewe. The performance gown was Margiela?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's so the performance gown I fucking love.
Stunning.
Stunning, gorgeous, so perfect, so on theme. Ariana Grande was the performer of the Met Gala every year. They have a surprise performer. It's one of the celebrities that goes there and is there. And this year it was Ariana. She performed a medley of her songs. I saw she's singing Seven Rings. She's singing all kinds
she
of
she did her hits, it seems
bunch
like.
Of hits.
Yeah.
One of the We Can't Be Friends. Oh, wait. I found a list of it.
Oh.
And she ended with, she brought Cynthia up on stage and they did, they sang together.
Shut up. Did they do a Wicked song?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah. It's so she sang, Ariana sang Once Upon a Dream, Into You, which Once Upon a Dream, like Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have cried my fucking eyes out to that.
It's beautiful.
I bet that sounded beautiful. Into You, Seven Rings, The Boy Is Mine, We Can't Be Friends, Yes, and then When You Believe with Cynthia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Erivo. You're right. Why have I been saying Urvino?
I don't know.
Urvino for
I thought
like
it was
months.
Erivo.
You're right. Maybe I'm just dyslexic. So as usual. So that's what she sang. Her outfit was unbelievable. This
I actually really
thing,
liked her
underneath.
her carpet look.
Oh, did you?
I know people thought it was boring, but I thought it was like so ethereal. I loved her eye makeup too with
I
the
loved
little
the
like
eyes.
Wings.
Her glam
and it
was
just,
great.
You're just so, I don't know. I really liked it. Just very, very beautiful.
It was beautiful for sure. It just was kind of like
lacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw a lot of white gowns on the carpet that didn't really blow me away, generally speaking. Let's see. Let's go to all of Taylor's friends. We've got Lana wearing McQueen. She had on, she looked like a big tree, had branches going up and a little
she looked like the yellow jacket. Antlers.
I
liked
it.
It was a little creepy. Did you see that she did her Vogue interview with Kim? They did it together.
Oh my God, no. Well, I saw them take a picture. Mm. I didn't see her doing the actual interview. I did see her with...
I was like, what the hell, Lana? Back up.
I know. Well, they just did the Skims
thing. Yeah, I get it.
So going to be like, ugh, whatever. Yeah. They asked Lana what her favorite song by Taylor was, and she said, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Love.
Makes sense for Lana.
Yeah, totally.
Also, Friends. Let's see. Sabrina wore Oscar de la Renta.
I'm 50-50 on this.
Same. I didn't like it at first.
It's growing on me. Yes. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. Growing on me now. I liked the contrast with the black and the blue. Mm-hmm. Thought it was on theme. It kind of seemed like her and Barry maybe went for like some sort of Alice in Wonderland type thing.
They kind of look like that.
Because
like
he kind of looked like the Mad Hatter and she kind of looked like Alice. Mm-hmm. But she looked beautiful. I loved that she looked very pale.
I was going to say, she like paled it up. Like,
yeah, she paled it up.
Did she get a like reverse spray tan? Like, I've never seen her look so pale. Like, she usually is very, you know what I mean? She's that Mia Espresso. Yeah. Like, she's always got that spray tan going. But no, she was very pale. Right. She looked very Victorian.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think too, so did Barry. Barry wearing Burberry, by the way. He must have a deal with Burberry because he wore Burberry all to Coachella and everything too.
Barry's outfit. Listen, I appreciated Barry's outfit.
I loved it.
I love Barry because he's on theme.
Completely.
The nose, literally. Mm-hmm. But does he look like a little lad?
Aristocratic. Like that was basically the vibe, you know. We had Cara Delevingne and Ed Sheeran, besties, and Stella McCartney.
They look terrible.
Not good.
God damn, they look terrible. Stella, what are you doing?
Stella.
Even with FKA Twigs, she didn't really look good either.
They were all very chaotic on the carpet.
Yeah, like, they were. Stella's a chaotic woman, it seems like.
She's a crazy lady, for sure. We love Stella, but it wasn't my favorite look.
No, Ed looked very uncomfortable. He looked like an awkward nerd at senior prom that doesn't have a date.
Exactly. I do think that was maybe the intention. Like, his blue suit. No, that is like, he looked like blue suit at prom. Like Dumb and Dumber. Like, that's kind of the vibe. Like, blue suits are tough. Like, they have to be really good or they look like cheap prom.
Yeah.
And I think this one was leaning more cheap prom, but I think it might have been intentional. Like, I think that it's like passage of time. Like, that's a time in life.
Right. Prom. 80s prom.
Ed Sheeran doesn't really, like, do they have proms in the UK? Like, I don't actually know. Do they?
I don't know, like, honestly.
What's the equivalent? I don't know. Let us
homecoming?
Know.
Yeah.
So that was what they were wearing. Cara Delevingne had on this like
a headdress.
It was basically like a medieval knight. Like, looked like chain link that you would put over your head like as a knight, but it was made of lab grown diamonds, actually, they said.
Yeah, all of this stuff was lab grown diamonds.
Right.
Herself.
On Ed's suit as well.
Yeah.
And NFK Twigs as well. And the thing about all that is that's all fine, but they were all like dying of a heat stroke. Like, did you see Cara Delevingne trying to talk to Ross Matthews, and she like couldn't breathe. She was like, this is crazy. Like,
Jesus.
Everyone by the time they got over to Ross Matthews was sweating so much that they couldn't breathe. Like, Nicole Kidman almost passed out. Like, she was having a hard time.
Yeah,
she
just
kept being like, I'm so flushed. Like, I need to, like she was desperately trying to get off. So it must have been a million degrees.
It was hot, kind of.
Yeah. Must have been a million degrees. Who else, before we get into, like, you know, true fashion? Oh,
right.
Oh, you know who was on the carpet? And I think it's high time we reveal.
Oh,
who we had our eyes on and who we were looking for all night. Dun, 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 dun. Maria Sharapova.
Yes.
Rolled up wearing Prabal Gurung by Bol and Branch.
Yes.
She was our celeb. She wore a beautiful... So, okay. Our sleep masks that we're wearing right now are actually made of the same color and material that Maria was wearing on the carpet. She had it's like a greenish yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Very tennis.
Very tennis.
Which, like, tennis is hot in the streets right now.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen Challengers, which is why I thought of it, because I want to bring up Zendaya next. But so Maria Sharapova was there. Anna loves her. I love her.
I love her.
A hilarious, like, how crazy this is. And I didn't even, when we like found out that Maria was going to be the one wearing the Bull and Branch couture.
Yeah.
We, like, I didn't say this when we were talking about it at the time, but I had a job at one point. It was like freelance for like social posting and whatever. And Maria, I don't know if she still has it. I'm sure she does. Like, I don't know what's going on. She had this thing called Sugarpova for a while. That
Ooh.
Was like a candy thing.
Okay.
And so I helped do her social media for like, I don't know, 3 months.
That's
maybe.
Funny.
I don't even know. So when they said it was going to be Maria, I was like,
oh my God, my girl.
I was like,
yeah.
There she is, looking great on the Met Gala carpet.
Yeah.
Met Gala carpet, and just crushing it. So
yeah, very cool.
Beautiful. The collaboration was with Prabal Gurung, who is notoriously fantastic at all carpets, all fashion. I'm a huge fan. So
Well, the way that they incorporated like tennis and the theme, you know, she had those like the big flowers on her
train.
Awesome.
Very, it was awesome.
Very, very beautiful.
Like cloud floaty. Yeah. You know,
and the color was
the dress
like
itself underneath was very like it looked bandage, but. Oh, I loved it.
I really liked it. I really liked the color. It was definitely like out of comfort zone for the, seemed like no one really took like a bright color.
No,
which
was
I was
shame.
Expecting more.
Me too.
Yeah.
She looked, the color was really what did it for me, for her.
So it was just crazy that the entire dress was made out of Bull and Branch bedding fabric. Mm-hmm. Like it just shows how comfortable and amazing like their fabric is. And, you know, I loved how they leaned into the theme of Sleeping Beauties. It was just amazing. And they just crafted such a beautiful dress with the most luxurious sheets ever from Bull and Branch. Their quality is next level, and they made it out onto fashion's biggest night, which is such a huge accomplishment. And you've essentially got everything you need for the best night's sleep in that outfit. And our friends at Bull and Branch partnered with Prabal Gurung to craft the most beautiful Met Gala dress with their luxurious sheet fabric. This is one of the most coolest, most unexpected collaborations. And now it feels like people need to get the sheets. Like, if you can wear this as a dress, like, now you need to get the sheets to know what it feels like. So.
Yes. Honestly, yes. And I just, it's really, it blows me away how they were able to kind of pull this together, honestly.
Yeah.
Pull this together. I don't know. We'll have to ask our besties over at Bull and Branch, like, how long exactly they had been planning this, how quickly the dress came together.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's high fashion, you know what I mean? Like, I was shocked because, like I said, we were doing this, we love our besties, but, you know, we're told there's going to be a dress on the carpet, it's, you know, it's made of the bedding, and we don't know what it's going to look like. And, it blew my socks off.
Yeah.
I can't believe how beautiful it looks and how beautiful the fabric looked. So huge shouts to them.
Yeah.
Big shouts to Maria for slaying the house boots down.
Legit.
And staying on theme for the Met and on theme
for her,
tennis being the hottest right now with challengers.
So get 20% off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bullandbranch.com with promo code Keegs. That's Bull and Branch, BOLLAND branch.com, promo code Keegs. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Perfect.
Slay.
Perfect.
Maria.
Maria looking fantastic, but also, like I said, on theme for tennis. Before we get to the woman of the hour, because she just like, I want to talk about it for like 15 minutes straight. Obviously, we'll talk about our boys, Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist. Feist? How
is it Feist or Fast?
I don't know.
I don't know me either. Mike.
F-A-I-S-T is how it's spelled. Yeah. That's all I know. Both wearing Loewe, we talked about it before. First carpet for both of them, right?
I think so.
Looking cute.
Very cute.
You know, they did it okay. Mike was wearing a little radish on his chest.
I like the radish.
Josh had some floral shoes.
The shoes were interesting. They look like grandma's gardening shoes.
Yes,
but that's okay.
And everybody, they were the talk of the town. Like, everybody
they really
was
were.
Just so excited to see them at this, you know, at this event, whatever.
Everyone loves them right now.
Everyone
and I don't blame
them.
I love them right now. I love them. I'll love them forever, those cutie little boys.
Of course.
Josh O'Connor is so cute.
I was supposed to see it this weekend, and then
it's so good. It really is so good. There's a little bit too many slow-mo scenes,
ooh,
but that's
okay.
fine.
Okay.
Very
okay.
good. Yeah.
I'm prepared. I would
like very
to be able to somehow
take.
Watch it on the plane. You think I could? You think it'll be
I don't
like
think
beyond
it's.
That?
No, it's not.
It's
too, yeah, it's
too
still in theaters. But very interesting take on tennis and like relationships.
That's
and how they
saying.
Coincide. Yeah,
that's what everyone's saying.
Yeah,
and I'm excited to break that all down. But woman of the hour, Zendaya.
She saved the night.
She saved the night. She really saved the night. I'm looking around on this list, and there's a bunch of other you know, beautiful people really. That we went down. Kendall wearing Givenchy, never before worn before.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Kylie wearing Asa De La Renta.
Kylie was so
honestly,
boring.
Boring as fuck.
So boring.
Doja Cat doing something crazy.
Kendall kind of reminded me of Nesta Archeron.
Yeah, Kendall looked great.
Yeah, she looked
and
fabulous.
She always looks great.
She always looks great. That's
she
the thing about Kendall.
Really
like, she never has to go on the theme because no matter what, she looks great. But I do think it
theme.
Was on theme for sure. Yeah. The one of one, like made on a mannequin, never been touched. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool.
And the look of it itself was very regal. Like it looked, she kind of looked like a, you know, everybody kind of had like a Maleficent vibe. Mm. Like if you went darker with it, you had like a Maleficent or like
Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Had like a spider vibe.
Emma Chamberlain's was great. Thank you for cool. saying. I completely forgot to even write her on my list. Yeah. I'm obsessed with Emma Chamberlain.
Obsessed.
And right. The like the darker side of things and that kind of like evil stepmother vibe. Like that's kind of how some of these people, you know, interpreted the theme, and I really like it. I think Kendall kind of falls into that category.
Yeah.
But also falling in that category is Zendaya.
Yeah.
She was wearing custom Margiela by John Galliano himself.
So beautiful.
So stunning.
She's kind of giving Clara Bow with the makeup.
Big time Clara Bow with the makeup. She, the gown was inspired by a pre-existing gown, a gown that already existed. Slightly changed the colors a little bit. She had grapes hanging. It was like a forbidden fruit type thing.
Like Garden of Eden type of thing.
Yes.
So cool.
Just awesome.
The thin eyebrows.
The makeup
was on point.
Catch
me
trying to do my makeup like that on Friday. I'm not even kidding. Like I like will
the
do it. Like,
she just was just serving face so hard. It was insane.
Truly excellent. La Roach is her stylist. Ugh. And he also styled another girl on the carpet, Mona Patel.
Yes.
Who I don't know.
I don't know her either.
And what a debut. Like,
what a debut. She was the talk of the town.
Talk of the town.
Yeah.
If I'd never noticed her or if this is her first met, I'm honestly not sure. I think she's an actress. I think I should have looked up. She came in with this like a beige gown that was modeled after butterflies and had moving working butterflies.
So cool.
On her arms. It was
it was kind of giving like futuristic.
Totally.
Like, but also back in time.
Completely.
Like, yeah.
And it sounds kind of like clunky when you describe it like that. It looked light.
So elegant.
The way she walked was perfect. The way that the butterflies were just so like carefully moving. Mm. Like she looked like she stepped out of a garden. It was insane.
Yeah. Love Roach just.
He crushes it every time.
He really knows how to just pick the perfect look for each girl, just do something for them that like just is so flattering, perfect for them. Like he just knows how to fit a theme. He knows how to dress Zendaya. It's just they are two peas in a pod. What a great little team they have. And
they're Cinna and Katniss. Everybody says
literally.
It. Everyone
literally.
Says it. Mm-hmm. And so we weren't done with just one look.
Yeah.
Zendaya went
She's
back
like,
inside.
I have to come back and save this night because you bitches can't even show up. Except I will say, a lot of the women, like Tyla, Elle Fanning, I think Taylor Russell, like they did such a great job. But I think... because of the lack of people that we're used to seeing, it felt like it wasn't, it felt a little mid.
It felt like nobody
range.
Served. Yeah. It felt like nobody ate anything. It's like, weren't you guys hungry? Like,
yeah, literally.
But
so Zendaya
we missed
had to come
all
back.
The big players. We missed Blake. No Blake. No Beyonce.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Liz,
no Rihanna.
Yeah.
I saw a
no
list.
Taylor,
no Taylor,
no Billie Eilish,
no Billy. Did you see that same list I saw? It was
probably.
Like, no this, no that.
No Harry.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
No Timmy.
I've been favoriting too many tweets.
Where are all my white boys? Where are all my
white
boys
of the
month?
Boys?
Where's Callum
here?
Turner? Where's Paul Mescal? Where's Timmy? Where's, Pedro Pascal? Oh, he's.
Where was Pedro?
Yeah.
Where was Pedro?
No, literally.
So many people not. I'm trying to find the list of people that like weren't there. Laverne Cox not there. Just like a ton of I don't know, a ton of people that normally we would see were not there. And
Jeremy Allen White, where's he?
Jeremy Allen White, great fucking question.
Yeah.
Ayo was there. Where's Jeremy?
Yeah.
I just assume they come as a pair to me. But I think the right. So Zendaya had to get back in line and just run it back, do that carpet again. Came out in another.
Did I say Pedro Pascal's a white boy? That's wrong. Pedro Pascal's
not
a white boy. Sorry, to Pedro
Givenchy
Pascal.
Givenchy is what Zendaya was wearing. So yes, different. But so she, what I am excited to talk about here is. Let's see. Hold on. I want to see if there's. I read like a whole description of the dress, and it was exactly what I had thought, which is that she. Oh, here it is. Here it is. In a regal corseted bodice from Givenchy's Spring Summer '96 Couture Collection, Zendaya doubled down on the gothic theme. She went a level up on her headwear, an Alexander McQueen piece from the Spring Summer '07 collection that mimicked the look of an off kilter bouquet of flowers. Sitting just below, she went for Bulgari earrings, which we love. But the thing about the dress, and which I, you know, the Swifties will recognize, will all be excited about, is the dress itself is like a a take on that Victorian like morning dress. Yeah. But hers is like cut off at the top to make it look more salacious. Yeah. That was like another thing that I read. It's like purposefully supposed to be like seductive, but also like forbidden, death, like vibes, whatever, which is just like the dress that Taylor wore in the Fortnite video.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Big shoulders.
Ruffles,
the black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and to be honest, like that look that Taylor was wearing in Fortnite, that would have like served FaZe on the carpet.
Oh,
like,
totally.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
That would have been exactly right. So I loved seeing Zendaya wearing something that just reminded me of it. Cause I was like, oh yeah.
I love the flower bouquet headpiece.
So cool.
And just really brought in, like brought together with the themes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt the same way with the vibe of the dress, kind of like. Like the maybe the other woman showing up to the funeral type of vibe, like
big time the revenge dress, revenge, you know, shades.
Very
of that.
Very cool, just
really really.
And
pretty.
The I like that how the flowers were like bright colors too. Mm-hmm. Just just another head to toe,
just an A+.
Amazing look from Zendaya. She just never ceases to amaze us.
She's never missed for
and
me.
Law as well.
My friends last night were texting saying that they didn't really love the first look, and I was like, you guys are blind, sorry. And then later in the night they were like, actually it's growing on me, like,
yeah,
once
that's kind of crazy.
Understood the theme more. I'm like, okay, fine, but like you guys, are you guys all drunk, like what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
My friends have been saying some crazy shit lately, and I was tweeting this on the way in here. I just had, so two of my friends didn't like Zendaya's outfit, and I was like, you're both blind. And then another one today replied to my story because Sabrina Carpenter posted on her grid a picture of her outfit, and she was like, I'm working late, because she's a singer.
Right.
But all she just said was, I'm working late. And then my friend replied to my story and was like, oh, like, I love that song, but I just think that line is like lazy writing. I'm like, are you
I said,
are you drunk?
Yeah,
right,
that's
now?
Like kind
I
of
think
the
he's already
point.
In Paris.
It's funny. It's supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be a bop.
I won't expose him for his stupidity, but he said, he goes, I love that song, but I hate the line because I'm a singer. Just lazy writing. I said, it's supposed to be cute. Are you drunk? He said, I'm not. I don't think it's cute. I think it's dumb lazy writing in the song. It makes sense for the caption. He must be drunk. He's already in Paris. Must be drunk.
He must be drunk.
I will not accept that. Yeah. My friends are saying some crazy. I do have to get new friends. Like, what's happening?
No, that's the point of the song. It's supposed to be silly.
It's supposed to be silly. Yeah. People don't get it. People don't get it.
Not to talk about Sabby again, but I loved her. Was it a chrysanthemum dress or?
Oh, it looked like hydrangea.
Poinsettias. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hydrangeas. The
she
blue.
She wore a little cute
outfit.
Little hydrangea dress.
She just
short
is
dress.
A cutie little
so
hydrangea,
cute.
Isn't she?
And you know who I also loved?
Yeah, they're hydrangeas. Or
that
they,
people
yeah,
had mixed feelings about. Sydney Sweeney. I really like Sydney Sweeney's
Sydney
look.
Sydney Sweeney. How did I forget to bring her up?
Yeah.
Looking like Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she looked just like
identical,
Billie Eilish.
Wearing Miu Miu. She's a Miu Miu girl.
I really like the contrast of the black gloves and the black hair with the like fairy princess dress.
Yes.
So cool. And I love a mix of girly and maybe a bit more gothic, masculine, whatever.
Like an edge.
I love edgy and girly mixed together.
Same.
That's like my favorite type of style. And she executed that perfectly. It felt like she looked so good with the dark hair. She was slaying.
She really did. Also, though, I will say that before she stepped onto the carpet, she had a black, like, sheer, it might have been, like, bedazzled jewels, I'm not sure, almost like a veil over her whole head.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh, I wish she wore that.
And I don't
that.
Know why she took it off on the carpet. Maybe just so we could see her face.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
It was really cool.
Very, very, very cool look from
so
her.
So if you can see that, you know, if you can go see that, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney, yes. I'm trying to think who else, like, really stood out to me.
Should we talk about the guys?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing really to say because they all sucked.
They were terrible. Everyone was terrible. Only good ones, we'll say. Bad Bunny, obviously, was
Bad
good.
Bunny, yeah.
Sebastian Stan tried, and I think
I didn't
did
even,
a little more
I,
effort than, like, you know.
I need to look him up.
He just wore basically like a black cape.
I really liked, well, we said Dan Levy.
He won for me in terms of the men. Like, he
yeah.
was fucking awesome.
The,
so
the
good.
Opaque, like, flowering detail. Okay, I don't hate that. I like the long coat, actually.
Sebastian Stan?
But this seems to be a similar vibe that every guy goes to. It's the dark suit with the crystallized or bedazzled black on the suit as
well. They think, like, ooh, I'm putting sparkles on. It's crazy. And
right.
basically wearing a dress. I'm so crazy.
Like, I think Sebastian Stan always does a good job of, you know, trying to do something a little bit out of the ordinary.
I agree. A big fat thumbs down to Jack Harlow. Terrible.
terrible.
Gray, just not
just
even
boring.
Cute.
Nicholas Galt's design, boring.
So boring, but like, you know, it's, you know, it's so funny. I mean, he looks so handsome, obviously.
He's so hot,
but,
oh my God.
But like, and he has like,
he had the
floral
crystals.
Embroider.
Yes. Yeah, or, yeah, the embroidery,
yeah. Or like jacquard, you know, mm-hmm. like that kind of material.
Yeah.
But so he looks so hot, obviously. What's so funny, though, is that before the carpets even started, we found out he was going to be on the carpet, and somebody tweeted, like, just need to tweet this out so nobody gets their hopes up. Like, this is him on the carpet, like, in previous carpets.
Yeah.
And just giving us nothing.
He's wearing, like, suits that are 90 times too big for him.
Terrible.
Yeah, but he looks great in that suit.
He looks handsome. He just is not, you know, he's whatever.
Hey, you know who's out there, too? No Billy Porter.
And
he always goes very hard on theme.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know who did go crazy on the theme? Harris Reed, who also dressed Demi Moore.
Oh, slay.
And they wore that, like... Demi Moore wore that big thing that looked like a big heart dress.
Yeah, I didn't
had, like,
love that.
She had, like, arrows going out.
Yeah, it was cute.
But then Harris Reed had, you know, is, like, 9 feet tall and had a similar thing. And I don't know. That
Are
was
they
a
designer?
Crazy look. Yes.
Okay.
That was a crazy look. Usher.
Oh, my God. You know who's...
Usher looked okay.
Oh, I actually liked Usher.
Melting
Usher
roses.
Had a very cool reveal. I don't know if you saw that, but he looked like an anime character. He looked like the guy from... I forget what his name is from Sailor Moon, but he looked just like him.
Oh, love Sailor
like
Moon.
A, yeah, like a anime bad guy. Very cool with the rose. I really liked Usher's look.
I was surprised by how much I liked it. He's got bedazzles all over, but the
Did you see Harris
really
Dickinson?
No,
do you know who
that
is? He was in Ironclaw. Terrible.
Terrible. I never saw Ironclaw.
He really just loves to give nothing
Harris
on the
Dickinson?
Red carpet. I quote tweeted his thing, but let me see if I can find this tweet that was so funny.
I do know who he is.
Oh, yeah. Some of you guys don't
No, I did see. I saw your quote tweet. I saw your quote tweet.
Oh, yeah.
I said, that guy? You know who I thought he was for a minute? You're
My bitch
die.
Pose is nasty. and then they quote tweeted it with his thing. Here we go. Yeah, he doesn't know how to pose.
You know what he looks like? Well, I like his little shirt on underneath. But
yeah.
You know exactly who he looks like to me. Do you follow that guy that like makes food for they're weirdos and he makes food for his girlfriend, but everybody thinks it's like he has her locked in the basement on
no.
TikTok?
Oh God, no.
It's not because we see
right.
a girlfriend. It's like a joke. Like
yeah,
he turned
oh, okay.
it into a joke. I don't know.
He kinda
I
looks like that guy.
He looks just like him. People will know if you are on TikTok or honestly I follow him on Instagram now and he makes videos of him making food and putting it on like a serving tray and is like enjoy and goes to like serve it to you but he's like it's for his girlfriend and his girlfriend
I think I've
this,
seen
like,
that
is this like natural redhead like so like pale alabaster skin like just one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen
wow
and this guy looks like him and he's just very quiet and soft-spoken and like makes the food and
Ooh.
It's just it's hilarious I can't think of his name right now but if you know you know back to the guys so hold on I'm getting so many fucking this is the time of day where my friends must all be like having lunch or something because I get 1,000 text messages at this time Instagram you know whatever Charlie Hunnam
boring.
Let's see
Chicks in the Office did like a slideshow
that's
of a bunch of guys
right
yeah
Jeremy Strong I liked it
White, I liked Jeremy Strong with the little earring.
Mm-hmm.
Wait Coleman Domingo Look him
Coleman
up.
Coleman Domingo looked
he
great.
He looked amazing.
He
also was kind of giving anime bad
yes.
guy vibe, too.
Yes.
I really liked his look as well. Coleman Domingo slayed.
Big time. Donald Glover, trash. And this is what I meant to bring up before and I forgot. The big oversized suit look
just,
is just like it's all anybody
it's
wants
just
to
really
do.
Boring
Jamie Dornan
really
also,
boring
also guilty
Jamie
Huawei
Dornan
though.
Okay like
wearing
but Huawei. I get the idea
he's,
of
he's
it
he's on theme
yeah
he
he's
looks
on
like
theme.
An aristocrat like
yeah.
that's kind of the vibe like if all else fails look like an aristocrat you
yeah
know what I mean?
Yeah yeah
we've got Nicki Minaj I forgot about her before I hated her outfit
me too
it. Really didn't like it at all there was another guy I wanted to bring up that I don't know his name but I tweeted him. He had all that red on.
Oh, Wisdom Kane.
Wisdom Kane. Oh, my God.
Yes, he's
so
a TikToker.
Good.
So good. He
so good.
Is just the shining light on men's fashion, it feels like right now, because
fabulous.
The way.
Oh, fabulous.
He can take any sort of theme, movie, character, and turn that
Maria?
Into.
Our girl, Maria.
Maria is amazing.
Just
what is that? Tennis?
So
you're just looking at Maria again?
No, I was looking at my own tweets.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's slaying. But
saying
yeah.
Saying go off. Anyway.
Wisdom just really, he does the coolest TikToks where he, you know, like he takes the Doom characters and he makes it into sick outfits. He just
he does everything. I recognized him as a fashion person and I knew he was on TikTok, but I did not put together that that was the same person. He makes oh my god,
he has the most absurd like Rick Owens pieces
stuff.
He just knows how to make very unique, very cool futuristic styled outfits that just push the envelope for men's fashion for sure, and he really slays every single time. And I'm very happy that he decided to do something out of the box, and as his first appearance, you know, it's scary, and he crushed it.
Crushed it, absolutely. Look fantastic, not afraid to use color again, and especially with a theme like this, you're basically being asked to use color. It's crazy, and it's like
there was like a burnt detail to it. Very cool.
It was
cool.
As if he kind of looked like a big rose, but then like with burnt edges. Was kind of the vibe. Very cool. I think, you know, life and death again, kind of thing.
Like beauty and pain almost. Exactly. Yeah, love.
We have Jude Law and Andrew Scott walking arm in arm with Donatella Versace.
Three tickets to Challengers, please.
Yes, exactly.
Literally. I appreciate the Andrew Scott with the bare arms, the bare forearms.
Me too, bare arms. He's got, it looks like he has the right to bear arms. He's got the right, this man has the right to bear arms. And he looks hot. He's got a little Fox Seagulls hair going on.
He's so cute.
Again, not exciting or anything really.
Jonathan Bailey, did you see him? Jonathan Bailey?
Jonathan Bailey looked cute.
Well, he had the big flower, and then he thought he was really doing something by revealing the small flower. He was like, oh, look at this, I got the small flower.
I saw that.
We're like, okay, Jonathan, no one gives a fuck about your small flower. Like, please.
Jonathan Bailey, the face he had on when he revealed that tiny flower, and then he quickly covered it back up. Like,
no one can see this.
No one can see my little flower. Yeah. This is, look. Harris Reed.
Wow.
Insane. I know.
Jesus.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just going through to make sure I didn't miss anybody that we were talking about. Oh, my girl, Rebecca Ferguson with her big reveal.
I liked her reveal too.
With the crows.
The reveal is a little outdone to me now, because now it feels like when the camp theme was going on, that had a lot of reveals.
Had a lot of reveals.
And I'm kind of over the reveals.
I still like a reveal. I'm fine with it.
I get that.
Doja Cat had a lot of reveals.
I don't like her.
I think that she is going through something. Like, I think she doesn't, an identity crisis or something.
I think so,
like,
too.
I think that she wants to be one thing, and her fans have, like, put her in, like, a box of another, and she doesn't want to be in it anymore, so she's trying to, like, shed the
fans. I get
that. You know? Which, like, all right, good, you know, good luck on your journey, girl. Other guys that were good and bad. I really was just like,
oh, what'd
L
you think about Chase Stokes and Kelsey Ballerini?
Oh, they looked cute.
They kind of looked like they were confused with the theme almost.
Yes.
She was kind of giving like 80s vibes, but they are a very cute couple and she's so beautiful.
So
he looked handsome.
Their first one too, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Or her first one. I don't think it's his first one.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. But he looked handsome.
Cool suit. He tried.
Yeah.
We give credit to anybody that didn't just wear like a plain black suit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get a little bit of credit for trying. Also, speaking of those two, little XX going on, Madeline Klein looked good but boring.
Boring. Very boring. Yawn.
Long white. Like, beautiful dress, of course. And she looks
very
beautiful.
Very different look
like,
for her. Because I feel like she doesn't usually go with
her hair looked great.
Yeah.
Her
but
hair looked like
just wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah. It really wasn't for me either. Dua Lipa with Marc Jacobs.
I liked it.
I liked it too. Not for the Met Gala, though.
Yeah, not for the Met Gala.
It just was a little...
And it also just didn't seem on theme. And it also seems like she's done similar stuff to that almost.
Yeah.
But,
it's all very, very typical Dua.
Yeah.
What
do you think of her album, by the way?
I really haven't given it a good listen. I've listened to a couple songs and I...
It like kind of flopped.
Did it?
Yeah.
I gotta listen.
Like, I only got like 15 million.
I don't even
streams.
Think I've listened to one song. I think I put it on and then I kind of zoned out.
There's three
and I love Dua.
Songs. I think she kind of hurt herself by putting half the album out already.
Got it.
But there's three songs on there that I really like. These Walls, Happy For You, and What You Doing. But people say Taylor Swift's songs all sound the same. Dua Lipa same.
I was seeing a little bit of that. I was seeing a little bit of like, oh, we just have future nostalgia again.
Good...
I don't mind that because I love future nostalgia.
It's very boppy, you know how
cool. I'll listen to it on the plane probably.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm on the plane. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on the plane to Paris, by the way.
Right.
Like, I can't
mentally
from
in Paris.
Now
I'm
until
mentally
then,
in Paris.
Like, yeah, I'm mentally in Paris.
Yeah.
But I really am like, I'm very stressed out
yes,
about
I.
that.
I know.
I haven't started packing.
No, me neither. Are you bringing a carry-on or are you checking a bag?
All my fucking friends are bringing carry-ons because they're smart. I don't. There's no way I'm going to be able to fit.
I know, me
like,
too.
There's no way.
I know. I'm bringing like 10 pairs of shoes.
I know. I'm like, are you bitches crazy? I'm wearing like boots. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Okay. Unless I change my mind. But no, I'm probably going to check a bag. Also, we found out that we can get into our Airbnb early.
Oh, which slay.
Is great. So that's okay, lovely. Good. But yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, it's just, I have some clothes like laid out. My house looks like a bomb went off. Like, it's a real nightmare. You know, we leave. I don't know what we're going to do. What are we going to do about, we might as well talk about it now. What are we going to do about our Thursday episode?
I was thinking we just don't do an episode. I was going to bring that up too yesterday. Yeah.
I think we have to wait.
Today.
Yeah. I think because we don't have no time. We're not going to do it in the morning.
Tomorrow, I need to pick up my dress too. My fucking.
Did you bring it up? So you did bring it up there.
I didn't.
Let's shift gears a little.
Okay, we'll, should we do Paris talk a little bit?
Let's do Paris talk a little bit. So, okay, anyway, that was mostly
Met Gala, yeah.
There was some good after-party looks as well. Nothing really blew me away. Overall, I'd say...
it was a good Met Gala. I wish it was better. Night. I had higher hopes.
As did I. But okay, let's get into Paris talk because it's like it'll help alleviate some of this anxiety, I think.
Yeah, so I ordered my dress, and I got it in a size large, and it... seemed like it was a dress for maybe like XXXXXXXL.
It's crazy.
I was very confused with the sizing of this option. And I know that Selke is like plus size friendly, but I just was very confused on their sizing.
Wouldn't it say like
plus size? I don't know. But
plus size large, but plus size large? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So I was going to take it to the place you recommended, the alteration place, but it's a little too close to where my ex lives. So I got scared.
Ooh, right. Very fair.
Yeah, I got very scared. So very I was fair. Like, I'm going to go to a place in the West Village, which I really fucked up.
My friend who recommended that place to you will love that. Like part, like if I tell him, I'll be like, oh no, because you'll see him tomorrow. He's on our same flight, and he will be like, tell him because he will love that, and he'll be like, totally understand, burn it to the ground.
Like, I was really too scared, like on a Friday, like I didn't know, like he could have like worked from home, so I was like, what,
forget it.
I'm just gonna stick to what I know, West Village, but it was stupid of me because the West Village is. They charged me out the wazoo. My mom almost started crying. It was so expensive.
Oh, no. Really?
She was so mad at me when I told her.
Did they,
Well, because they really have to alter it. Like, I thought maybe they could just cinch it or something, but they really have to alter it because the dress is really good quality. It has three different layers of fabric. Plus, like, the lacing at the bottom and the zipper, so... Yeah, it just, unfortunately, is a very big turnaround. And then I was like, oh, could you also do it by Wednesday? And they were like, oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Like,
but
sure.
Yeah, like, we're going to charge you extra. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. They charge me a lot extra.
Holy shit.
So, but I need to pick that up tomorrow.
Okay.
And then just do like a bunch of, the typical CVS run, whatever.
Of course.
Make sure you get... the European outlets.
Oh, I've got it. I've got that. Yeah. Thank God. That's the one thing I've got since this past year. I've been traveling so much. Like when it comes to electronics and such, I lost all of mine.
So I have to get more.
Brittany's got a converter for, and I have a travel hair dryer. So it goes with the good, with the voltages and whatever. Yeah. And she's got the converter and she's bringing like a curling iron or something. So we've got that on lock. And then as far as, I got to do the same thing. A little, probably
a
CVS
like
run.
A typical CVS Target run.
I ran out of my face cream this morning. My Tatcha, like, moisturizer.
Oh, so you need to do a Sephora run, maybe?
I got to go to fucking Sephora later. Like, that's insane.
I'm also trying to think to myself, like,
I gotta get my
don't
nails done.
Buy too much because you will be buying a lot there.
That's another reason why I'm like, I got to check this bag. I'm going to go shopping. Bitches be shopping.
I know.
Like,
bitches be shopping.
I'm going to Paris.
That's what I really...
post about consignment.
I really, really want to do a good luxury consignment, vintage shopping, because I've seen a lot of TikToks and Paris is the place to do it.
Yes.
So I really want to maybe...
I think Saturday
get
would
a little
be the
something
day for that.
Fun. Yeah, agree.
I think Saturday,
agreed. Saturday,
Saturday
shopping day,
or even Thursday, after lunch, after a couple glasses of champagne. Yeah, like, you never know. I love a shop after a glass of champagne.
Oh, me too.
Ooh,
me
it's
too.
My favorite.
Me too.
So, I'm still in deep crisis about my outfit. My outfit is not. I
feel like we
it's
both
a, it's a fashion
are struggling.
Emergency.
We're both having a little bit of a fashion emergency.
Complete fashion emergency. There's a couple of things maybe that'll pull it together at the end that should maybe be arriving today.
You have the pieces. You
I have
just
all the
need
pieces.
To fit them together.
I know. And they're just not fitting together. Mm. So I got that, I got this strapless top that was supposed to kind of look like Torture Poets, like whatever, and it's trash. I hate it so much. Like, I literally like want to throw it on the ground. Like, it's just so bad. I don't know why I even thought, like, I must have been high when I ordered it. Like, I just, it is not good. And so I had that. I had the skirt that I don't want to wear anymore. Mm. And I got this fucking cape, man. It's like really, again, boxing me
cape,
in. Like,
I don't know, cape.
Dude. So it's really going to be like, I have, like I said, more pieces coming today. I think we're going to Michael's. I think I might be crafting later tonight.
Shit, okay.
Like, that's the point where we're at. Like, I'm crafting. And so, and that, I haven't crafted since college, so we'll see.
Do you
see
think white boots will match that dress?
Depends on how white.
Oh God, I hate the hesitation in your voice.
I don't know. What kind, but how white are they?
Very white.
Like, patent leather?
I don't know. I have to get, I've ordered them. Okay, well.
I think it would be fine.
Okay, because if
not,
I have...
It might get like Belle. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
White with yellow and blue.
I'm trying to give like...
You're giving Belle?
Like princess almost.
Oh, so then yeah. Then
but maybe.
It.
I also have like black platform heels that I can wear.
I have
if
a million
not.
Shoes yeah. also. What size shoe are you?
9.5.
Okay, I'm 8.5. But sometimes 9. So maybe, you know what I mean?
Like, depends on the shoe. Yeah, no, I got big feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Very big feet. So.
I thought I had big feet. Turns out everybody on earth has an 8.5 shoe.
Yeah, that's very normal. No, I'll never Everyone forget the it. First time I ever tried Pretty on Sperry's, Francesca was like, oh my God, your feet are so big. And I started to cry in seventh grade. Yeah.
What a bitch.
I know. Typical
that's
sister
hilarious.
Shit.
That's sister shit. Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, I gotta get my nails done. I'm getting a spray tan tomorrow.
I'm getting a spray tan tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm doing a...
A girl, actually. Shout out East Coast Cosmetics.
Oh.
They reached out to me. And
oh, that's lovely.
They're giving me a free spray tan.
She was like, hey, girl, you need it?
No, literally. But she also sent me the funniest DM with the most random group of people. She was like, so cute. She's like, I've had 4 years experience of tan influencers like Meredith Duxbury, Alex Ooh. Bennett, Sheena Shea, and Brand Flakes. I'm like, what a random group of
what
people.
What a crew.
Yeah. Sheena Shea, Alex
well,
Bennett. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, Alex Bennett, she does always have a spray tan.
Yeah, she always
Sheena Shea
glowing.
Always has a spray
yeah.
tan.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Well, that'll be fabulous. Good.
There's nothing more awkward than meeting someone for the first time and being like, hey, here's my naked body. Can you tan it?
It's a weird thing. Yeah. Well, that's why I go to Sugared and Bronzed and I still go to the one in Chelsea because I used to live like on the same block as it. And I only ever get
Are
spray
they
tans.
Machines or
No, if they spray you, it's a girl. They bring you in the thing. I used to live like literally on the same block and I only get spray tans when I'm going on like a vacation in the wintertime.
Yeah,
like,
me
it's,
too.
Like, or some an event where I'm going to be wearing cute outfits and I don't want to look pale, which I look so bad right now. And the white on white, I'm sure, is not helping. But so going and I think because now I've gone so many times, I know all the girls that work there. Like, not know them, but like I'm familiar with them. Oh no, what happened?
No, nothing.
Oh,
why?
Okay. Oh, I thought
oh, sorry.
You had an emergency face.
Oh, no. Oh, my
and
God,
I was
sorry.
Like, oh no. I think I like know the girls or at least to the point where they've definitely all already like given me a spray tan before. Like I've gotten more than five spray tans in the past 4 years. You know what I mean? So I like am familiar with them. So at least I recognize their faces before I like pull out my whole cooch, you know?
So, I get that.
So it's a little easier.
I get that.
So, but good luck to you on a stranger. That'll be fine. And we're going to look great. We're going to slay.
Yes, we're going
to
slay.
We're going to look fantastic. I'm really excited. Oh, we didn't get to talk about it really. Before our little itinerary, so cute. So the arena, finally we got our tickets, thank God. We got an itinerary for when we get there, what we're doing, like where we go to entrance, the entrance, whatever. Like I'm just really excited about all this, but we have a little program. And our box opens at 5:30.
Yay!
And
that's what she said.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. I was like, mine's actually at 6. But
wait, you know what? I also want to do meet a French lover.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, okay,
oh, well,
good.
Of course. Okay. But what are we going? You know, you can hang out with Courtney for that. My girl, Court. She loves a,
okay,
she loves a French man.
Okay,
she knows how to spot him.
Okay, perfect.
So, open at 5:30. There's a cocktail reception for us.
It's going to be so fabulous.
La Maison Le Notre, which
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh.
And then we have a Swifties pre-show activations in the private boxes corridor. What's
wow.
it going to be? Probably like merch is what we're kind of thinking. So who knows? And then we have the 6:45 opening act of Paramore. And then 8 o'clock will be the show. And I'm just so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm
and it's
so
cute.
Excited.
And this cute little, there's little
so cute.
Blossoms
it's
on
just,
it.
It's really going to be so amazing. I'm really excited. The stadium is indoors, which I'm actually very excited about. And I'm excited that we're in a box because I feel like we're going to be able to see like the visuals and
the lights
on the stage so much better,
yes.
which we didn't really get to see. So I'm really excited about that part.
I
I'm excited to see about the Tortured Poets, what she's going to add. Mm-hmm. The fact it's just Oh God,
it's gonna be crazy shit.
Everything's gonna be so exciting, and the fact that we get to do it together is so fun. It's gonna be so amazing.
Oh my God, I'm just it's just gonna be so exciting. I'm so excited, and so we're gonna do. We'll do a recap pod while we're there.
Yeah.
That will come out.
Probably
I would say
Monday.
Next week. That'll be like either Monday or Tuesday.
Tuesday,
And then, and we're going to do a little vloggy as well.
Yes, for sure.
And we're also going to be posting all over TikTok, all over everything we've got. We've got sounds planned for transitions,
content
for our outfits
out
and
the
such.
Wazoo.
Very excited about that.
Yeah.
We have to be good about it. You know that I get bad about
it
because
I
get so self conscious in
the
way of like,
we have
to
just embrace each other's.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
All my friends aren't, they know the deal. No one's, everyone like loves it.
I feel like your friends
it.
Like support
cool.
you.
They
yeah.
do. They do. Everybody supports. They're all cool.
My friends
Nobody's
will do that too. They'll like take videos of me and I'm like,
no one's going to call us a loser. They'll all be hype. We also, we have, we'll be having the Dave's Eras Tour jacket.
Yes.
We'll be making a cameo.
Yes.
And then we also, someone, we have chosen someone. I know I said that last time, but I'm still getting DMs and I'm really sorry that it wasn't you, but we did choose somebody for night three. So we'll be passing it along for night three. Shout out. And I think her name is Megan. And so,
Shout out Megan,
I think. And so, I think that's what it is.
Hopefully.
Listen, I talked to a lot of, a lot of people. It's just a lot.
We'll learn her name.
I think it's Megan. So that's going on. And then I think that's it. So just stay tuned for our outfit debacles if we both make it out the other side.
Please.
But I think we will.
I have a backup dress from Newly in
case.
That's
good.
I'll be really disappointed if I have to.
I have a couple like backup pieces. Again, like, you know, the cape is the star, but if the cape is ruining my life, like, it might have to go in the garbage. Like, it's just, you know.
The cape really seems to be pigeonholing you.
It really is. And I just can't find the right thing to match it, but we'll see. We'll
figure
see how
it
all goes and everything will be great.
Well, very excited.
Very excited.
We're definitely going to bring our Bull and Branch pillowcases with
absolutely
us
must.
So that we don't break out before the show that our hair is looking fresh and shiny. You know, we're ready for the surprises from Taylor. We loved the surprises on Fashion's Biggest Night, seeing Maria Sharapova in Bowen Bridge. Oof, what a look,
what
a slab.
What a collab. What a time, what a night, what a day, what excitement to come.
It's amazing. So you can just feel the quality immediately when you have your Boll & Branch sheets. They're buttery and breathable, and they literally get softer with every single wash, and I'm not kidding. The more times I wash them, the more I feel like my bed is a cloud.
Absolutely. You know what I'm going to do, G? When I get home, I'm going to wash this because I want to be able to
These
make
are
it a
already
bit
so soft.
They're already
I can't
soft.
Even imagine how
I
much
wash
softer
them,
they're going to be.
And I might bring them on the plane. This might be my plane outfit.
That's really smart. Mm-hmm. Really, really smart.
I know.
Wow. Okay, I might copy you. We might show up in our matching outfits. Do you care? Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, just a graceful sneeze.
That was really, really princess-like.
It was just me being cute. It was me being adorable. No, I would. Of course, I would not care. I'd love to match.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
So we're going to be sleeping like babies on the plane with our eye mask and our breathable, lovely pajamas. We're going to sleep like babies in our Parisian beds because those Parisian beds, they're harder than rocks.
Yes.
So bringing our pillowcases will be helpful. Mm-hmm. And the bedding just looks luxurious. It looks expensive. It looks nice. It has such a beautiful satin. Yeah, it's just amazing. And it just ditch your old sheets. Get them out of there.
Stop buying
stop
that bullshit
sweating.
Off Amazon. Don't do it. Splurge on the sheets. It's time.
It's
We're
worth
elevating
it.
Our bedding and Boll & Branch.
Exactly.
Here to do it. And thank you.
With 20% off your first set of sheets plus free shipping, you can go to bollandbranch.com with the promo Keegs and you will get 20% off and free shipping. That is a great, great deal. That's Boll & Branch, Bollandbranch, branch.com. Promo code Keegs, KEEGS. Exclusions apply. Seat site for details. Shout out Boll & Branch. We love you guys.
Love you so much. And massive thank you for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah,
today. It was
seriously.
So much fun working with them to get this going.
Yeah.
And just exciting stuff.
So
exciting stuff happening on Taylor Watch. So,
yeah, yeah. So we appreciate you guys so much. Yeah. We wouldn't be here without you guys. So
completely.
We love y'all.
That is it. It's the Taylor Watch fans.
Yeah.
Our friends, our besties, our Swifties. You're the ones that are making it all possible for us.
We love you.
We love you to death. But all right, so next time you see us, we will be in Paris And make sure to follow follow Taylor Watch on Instagram, TikTok, on YouTube, Rumble, anywhere you watch the pod itself, Spotify, Apple, all the above. Make sure also to follow our personal accounts because we're each going to be just posting a shit ton the whole time. So if you're looking for Taylor Swift Paris content, look for us on TikTok and Instagram. Twitter too if you're in the mood. But I'll probably mostly be on the others because it's visual. It's
a visual, for sure.
Visual weekend for us. So be sure to follow along and... au revoir.
Au revoir.